All right, well, changing gears now to a big discovery today. Can you guess what this sound is? That is the sound of gravitational waves produced by two black holes colliding with each other, recorded by an advanced detection system called LIGO, and it's a sound that physicists have been longing to hear. Today, scientists announced they had finally detected gravitational waves, something Albert Einstein predicted in 1916. Joining us now is Michael Turner, director of the Kavli Institute for Cosmological Physics at the University of Chicago, and he's at the National Press Club in Washington where the findings were announced. Professor, welcome back.
That's great to be back. This is such an exciting moment.
Well, explain that. What exactly did scientists figure out here?
Well, I would call this a Galileo moment. The big news today is that 1.3 billion years ago, in a galaxy far, far away, two black holes collided and coalesced to form one black hole. And they twisted and bent and roiled and contorted space-time. And that started a ripple, a really big ripple. You would not have wanted to be in that ripple. That ripple traveled 1.3 billion light years to us. And it was detected by the gravitational wave detectors in Livingston, Louisiana, and in Hanford, Washington, that were built by the NSF back in 1992.
And these detectors, by the way, you can see them probably from space. They're huge. They're these long, 4-kilometer-long tubes in both of these places, and they can, because they're so far apart, they can help scientists figure out whether gravitational waves are there.
Exactly. This ripple in space-time causes the distance between the endpoints of the gravitational wave detector, which are 4 kilometers apart, to change by less than 1/1000th the size of the proton.
Which means? And
do you really want it in centimeters? 10 to the minus 16 centimeters if you really want it. But it's amazing that human beings can build instruments to do that. And in this new way we look at the universe, the brightest things, the things that are easiest to see, are really exotic things. Sorry to gush.
Well, give us a sense, though, of what it means for our understanding of the universe. How do we feel today versus yesterday about what's around us?
Well, so I think number one is Einstein's theory passed the last major test. So that's a big one. These are black holes. In general relativity, they're the simplest objects. They have the strongest fields. And I'm going to use a slightly technical term here. The waveform that was detected. So when you plot the results, they look and see if the waveform agrees with what Einstein's theory says for two black holes coming together. And it does. So this is a big boost to our understanding of black holes. And then, of course, I think the final really big one that's so amazing is that Advanced LIGO, they will have earned their O. So it's the Laser Interferometer Gravity Wave Observatory. So they're going to be seeing tens of events per year.
So now that we know that that these gravitational waves exist and we have the capability to see them as they come, we'll be able to see much more of them and learn much more about them.
That's right. So, we're going to be, the rest of the year, there are going to be 10 more events, and some of them will be black holes coalescing. Some of them will be a black hole leading a neutron star. And the ones that every scientist is most excited about are the surprises where you go, oh, my God, what is that? We never calculated that. What's that thing? So it's the surprises. And every time we've turned our eyes on the universe with a new kind of instrument, X-rays or microwaves, the most important discovery is not the one we said, oh yeah, we're going to do this one for sure. It's the big surprise. And so people are very excited about what surprises lie ahead.
And when you say this is a Galileo moment, does that mean this is the most exciting moment of your scientific career? Because it's been a long time since Galileo.
I've been very lucky. Dark matter, dark energy, inflation. This has just been a very exciting time in our understanding of the universe. I have to tell you about a meeting that took place. I spoke at it in 1965. Before 1965, you could have said, oh, we live in a pretty boring universe. You know, we got these ordinary stars and this and that. And 1965 is kind of when this revolution began, the discovery of the microwave background. So that told us a big bang. The discovery of quasars, which turned out to be objects powered by black holes, followed by neutron stars. And so we live in this amazing universe where stars like our sun are very ordinary, and we have all these exotic objects that we're studying and inspiring the next generation of scientists with.
That's Michael Turner, director of the Kavli Institute for Cosmological Physics at the University of Chicago, joining us from the National Press Club in Washington, where these big discoveries were announced today. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. It was my pleasure.